This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 943, how Maggie's topical English can get you a 7 or higher on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Maggie Abernathy with Topical English joins us today to provide 3 tips for using topics to study a language. Find out today how these tips can help you be ready to get past IELTS. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We have a special guest today, Maggie Abernathy with Topical English. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you.
Thanks, Aubrey. My name is Maggie, like she said. I am a native English speaker from the USA, and I am an English teacher, but also I'm a language learner. And I've been living overseas for the last 5 years in different countries. So I actually came up with the idea for topical English when I was trying to take a yoga class in Korean. And I realized I really just needed to learn some specific vocabulary about that topic in Korean, and it would have helped me out a lot to have it in one easy to find place, and it wasn't anywhere. So I've been creating materials in English based on specific topics just to make it more accessible and easy to get things done that you need to do.
Yeah, so she is going to share with you guys 3 tips for using topics, for learning through this topical English way, which I'm very excited for you to learn about. But first, tell us, so, you know, we know kind of how that idea formed, but where are you living now and what exactly do you have? Website, Instagram, what exactly do you have?
So I'm currently in Germany and I had started learning German like a month ago, so I've been using my own kind of techniques with this topics thing too. Basically, I think first about what I'm going to need the language to do. So topical English mostly is for intermediate and advanced students who already have a basic grasp of English. They probably took English in school. They can communicate just fine, but they might want to do a specific activity that needs a lot of specialized vocabulary. Or if you want to introduce yourself and, like, I work online and I have weird hobbies, so I want to introduce myself in German, but there's a lot of weird vocabulary that isn't going to come up naturally in a textbook or on a course. So I use those goals in the beginning to focus on what I'm going to learn, and then I'm learning more relevant vocabulary to myself and I'll be able to use it more easily.
Yeah, so this is going to really ring useful to our listeners who mostly are studying for the IELTS exam. And This is definitely a great way to be studying and learning about things you're interested in when you set a certain topic. So I'm excited for your tips on a great way to do this. So let's dive right in. Can you share with us what is your first tip?
Sure. Okay. So the first tip that I came up with is to choose topics that are interesting and relevant to you. So they're not always interesting, but you might need to use them. So if you're living in a country where you need to communicate with a doctor in English or open a bank account, that maybe isn't a fun topic, but it's relevant to your situation. So you can choose topics that fit your hobbies, for example, your daily life needs. I also included things like your family's careers and your friends, because you might want to talk about those. Like my mom was a librarian, so I want to talk about that. So I had to learn vocabulary about libraries, even though I'm not a librarian. So you also want to think about your social circle and people that you might be meeting when you're choosing a topic. Some other things that might be relevant, for example, in sports, you might want to think about if you're playing the sport or watching it. Because if you're playing it, you maybe are getting instructions from the coach and you might need to know like strategy vocabulary. But if you're watching it on TV, you might need to know like cheers or something. Yes. So think about what you're even doing with the topic and get as specific as you can so that you can really narrow down the kind of vocabulary and phrases that you want to learn.
Yes, this is so helpful, not only for communicating every day, but also when studying for the IELTS exam, we often will do podcasts with, you know, vocabulary for specific questions. And if you don't have vocabulary about that topic or that idea, then you could be a little stuck. So yeah, that is also going to help our students prepare for their speaking exam and for writing so that they have vocabulary for any topic they could be asked about. Okay, what tip number two?
Okay, so tip number two is to set a goal, like kind of incorporating what I was just talking about. So some goals, some examples might be, I want to be able to understand a yoga class. So that was my goal when I was first learning Korean, was I needed to learn the body parts and instructions like inhale, exhale. So I didn't need to learn everything about yoga and all the pose names, but I needed to understand what she was saying to do with my body. So if you set a goal, you can focus on those kind of words and phrases, and then you can go to a yoga class, for example, and see if you did it. And then you'll know if you're being successful, because it should be kind of measurable. Another example that I chose was, I want to understand a news article about exploration on Mars. So it's really specific. You will need to know vocabulary about space and Mars and terrain and things like that. And then you can test yourself, because there are lots of articles about trips to Mars. So you can read one. If you don't really understand it, try some more of the vocabulary and then choose another one and see if you've made progress understanding those words. So if you choose something really specific, then you'll know if you're like making progress or if you need more work on those words or if there's more vocabulary to learn.
Yes. I love that. That's an excellent tip, because sometimes if your goal is too big, like if our student's goal is just get the score I need on the exam, that's hard to measure.
That's so broad.
It's so broad. It's hard to track. But if you break it down to individual topics like this, what is my goal for this topic? What do I want to be able to say? What do I want to be able to write? And then that is measurable, like you said.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So share your third tip.
Okay, so my third tip is that you should practice with both input and output. I think, I don't know about when you're studying for IELTS, but just in general, I know that a lot of students are nervous about the output or they don't really know how to do it. So input is a lot easier. So some suggestions for input would be like podcasts or YouTube videos or articles about that topic. So they don't have to be for English learners. They can just be, you know, by NASA or by a yoga channel or something. But you can use that to get what vocabulary you want to learn. But for output practice, some ideas could be, you can keep a diary or you can write. I like to do that myself. I try to write about my interests, or I write a paragraph like diary every day and try to incorporate those new words. And you can even get someone to check it for you so you can like see if you're doing it right. And another one that I like to do is I like to write conversations, because that's like a more natural way that you would use, especially if you're wanting to work on speaking. So you can invent two characters and have them talk to each other. And then you can use that dialogue. You can record yourself in both parts, or you can have a friend record a part of it. But this way you get some speaking practice, but you're still also, you know, having time to think about what you want to write and things like that. So I think that's kind
great
of a fun
advice.
Exercise.
Yes. Oh, it's so smart to think about, because I think you're right. Sometimes when I'm learning a language as well, I'll focus too much on input and that's all I'm doing, and realizing I'm not really writing or speaking at all. And you don't always track it as well as you need to. So you don't even realize, right?
So yeah. And I think if you simulate the environment you're going to use it in, because if you're going to use these words when you're talking, but you only ever read them on a comfortable chair, when you're in this high pressure environment, it might not come to mind, even though you know the word. So if you've practiced it in a place that's a little scarier, like at a conversation exchange, it might come to mind more easily when you're taking a test or something.
That's a good point. We tell our students, and you guys will remember this from previous episodes, that if you're speaking out loud, it's often wise to either speak in the mirror or maybe print a face and put it on the mirror.
Because
they will be speaking to an examiner face to face, and sometimes this examiner won't react. And if you're not used to having a face right there, that can really throw you off. And like you said, the things you've been practicing and learning might not come to mind unless you are making sure that your practice is how it will be on test day.
Exactly. That's a great tip. I like that.
So tell us, let our listeners know, where can they find you? I know you're on Instagram. I was looking at all of your awesome stories and your tips. It's so fun. And then also your website.
Mm-hmm. So our website is just topicalenglish.com, and we put a lot of blog posts up with kind of the phrases. It's just meant to be a resource. So if you are choosing a topic, then you can go on there and see if there's anything about like phrases, idioms, vocabulary, expressions, that kind of thing. Also phrasal verbs that come up a lot in certain cases. So there's blogs on our website, and then we have a pretty great community on both Instagram and Twitter. And I was originally doing this with another teacher, but she's on kind of personal leave right now. So she was managing Instagram, which I'm not as good at, but I'm trying. And I was doing Twitter. So I'm doing both of them right now. So it's like it's not as robust as
you're wearing two hats.
Usually is. Yeah, exactly. But we do post different content in both places just for, more interesting conversation. So we post things like quizzes and vocabulary, and I usually will post a photo and kind of like a writing prompt so people can talk about the topic. So we change our topic every week, and we do take requests. So if somebody has an interest in a topic and we haven't covered it, we're happy to create some content about that topic. And each Sunday we change to a new topic. And ultimately we would like to create some like month-long deeper study content on the website. Awesome. So people can do a deeper dive. But right now we just do like a week's worth of vocab and some phrasal verbs and expressions and stuff like that. Awesome. But we will give you feedback on writing too. If it's short, like if you comment on Instagram and say, how do I do? Like we can help you out.
I go, is the sentence correct? Right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Check it out. This is a really mm-hmm. good resource for you, especially if you're wanting to pick a specific topic yeah. that you know comes up often on IELTS. Mm-hmm. You know, you need vocabulary about it. This is a great resource. So check it out, topicalenglish.com. And also mm-hmm. come back to the blog. I will link to it on our blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And thank you, Maggie, for being here today. This is such a fun conversation. I'm excited for our listeners to have this resource.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.